Agut Vach, we are live from the Sea Kids Shabbaton, which took place this Shabbos in Stamford, Connecticut. I was, you see my little badge here? I was, here's my name. I was part of the program this Shabbos. Amazing, amazing. Hundreds of kids and their parents spending a Shabbos together. Anyways, let's do our letter. Tonight's letter is an unusual letter. And if you hear noise in the background, by the way, it's because I'm sitting in the lobby. And behind me are the doors to the dining hall, the ballroom. So the kids are going in to have their Malava Malka. So you're going to hear noise as they go in. Hopefully it'll get quieter once they start eating. Okay, tonight's letter is a very special letter, a special kind of a letter. It's something called a Michtov Klali. A Michtov Klali, literally translated, means a general or public letter. You could also maybe call it a pastoral letter. These are letters that the Rebbe did not innovate this genre. There's a longstanding tradition of rabbis, communal leaders, writing public or open letters to their flock or their congregation or their following. The Rebbe's innovation, perhaps you could call it, was the idea that it was addressed to all Jews everywhere. And it literally means it is addressed to all Jews everywhere. What do I mean by that? Somebody once wrote the Rebbe and said they feel bad because they wrote to the Rebbe so many times and they didn't get an answer. And the Rebbe wrote back and said, "What do you mean? I've answered you many times in the Michtavim Klalium. I wrote that this is to every Jew, all Jews everywhere. You're included in that. So the Michtav Klali, the general letter, it's not something that has only general relevance. It's something that has specific relevance to everyone," which is a remarkable concept if you think about it. So here's what I would like to try to do. I would like to learn tonight's Michtav Klali in a manner that we all endeavor to take it personally.
The boys got their food and they
the boys got their food. And they, you hear that in the background? Someone's taking a picture. Are you taking a picture of me right now? How dare you take a picture of me while I'm publicly on YouTube in front of all other people already? Okay, I'm joking. It's just a joke. Okay. You want to get on camera? No, that's I'm joking. Okay. Well, this is live. Yes. Hi. Which community? We have to give a shout out. Where? Delmar, New York? Delmar, New York, we're giving a shout out. Your shlucha says hi. Such a fan. Okay. All right. So what I would like to do is learn tonight's letter in a manner of taking it super personally, understanding that the Rebbe wrote this to each and every one of us. We're live. We're live on YouTube. You guys want to come on camera for a second? Yeah, don't touch the camera. Don't touch the computer. Okay. Just say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, thank you. All right, you guys. All right, you're famous now. All right.
Famous.
Yeah, famous. All right. All right. Anyways, okay. So what I would like to do, endeavor to do, is learn tonight's letter, a Michtav Klali, which the Rebbe wrote to all Jews everywhere, and to take it personally. So here's the challenge. Normally, you see what I try to do with the letters is I try to decode what the individual who wrote to the Rebbe was. Oh, Moshe Kolarsky is coming. Rabbi Moshe Kolarsky is walking. I don't want to bother him, but he's walking by. Rabbi Moshe, we're live right now on YouTube. Oh, this right here. I'm live on YouTube right now. You can be on. Well, I'll lift. Rabbi Moshe Kolarsky is here. You're live on YouTube. Just say hello. Good to welcome everyone.
Good to welcome everyone.
Amazing.
With Rabbi Taub must be doing something good.
Okay, so normally what I try to do is figure out the person who was writing to the Rebbe, like what's going on in their life, what did they want, and how is the Rebbe speaking to them in a very personal way. In this case, I can't do that. I can't do that. But what I want to do is I want to ask you to work with me and do this as sort of like a partnership. Let's read this Michtav Klali And let's really, really, really try to take it personally and think about whatever's going on in your life right now. And I know that Ebba didn't write it this year, that Ebba wrote it in 1959, like all of our letters in 1959, Kavshin Yud Tes. But Divrei Tzadikim Kayomim Load, the words of the righteous are relevant at all times. So it doesn't matter that the letter was written in 1959. The letter could have been written today. So let's try to really, really take it personally, whatever's going on in your life. And maybe you'll let me know, some nachas notes, if this letter really spoke to you and answered whatever it is that's happening right now in your life. That would be awesome. Okay, here we go. Oh, one more note. Our incredible translation that we've been using for our PDFs was provided by Sichas in English. And I don't always follow the English because whatever, I'm in the flow and I just like to do my own translation. However, I'm going to try tonight to stick to the English that's written in the PDF, because in this particular case, the English wasn't just, it wasn't what they call students' free translation. It's an actual official translation. Maybe I'll explain. The Michtav Klali would come out in several languages. The original version was in Yiddish, and the English version, which was translated by Nissen Mendel, was then given back to the Rebbe for editing. In other words, the English translation of the Michtav Klali that came out was reviewed, edited by the Rebbe to the extent of literally down to the punctuation. So in this case, the English that we have from Nissen Mendel, it was reviewed. I mean, when you have an English Michtav Klali, that Rabbi Mendel's English was reviewed by the Rebbe and down to the most exact details. So because of that, we're going to try to stick to the English that we have here. So it might be a little bit more cumbersome for me to kind of jump back and forth between the Yiddish and the English, but that's what I'm going to try to do. Okay. Baruch Hashem, Yud Aleph Nissen, Tavshin Yud Tes, Brooklyn, New York. So the date here is Yud Aleph Nissen. Michtavim Klalim in general, they started out, actually the first Michtav Klali was Chai Elo Tavshin Yud. So we're talking about before the Nisias even. We're talking about after Yud Shvat, after the Stalkus, the passing of the Friedrich Rebbe. And Chai Elo is, of course, Chai Elo, the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe. But it was a pre-Tishrei letter. It was pre-High Holidays. And that was sort of the format of the Michtavim Klalim. They would come out before the High Holidays and before Pesach. So this Yud Aleph Nissen letter is like a pre-Pesach letter. And that was usually the way it was. It would come out, the date would be Yud Aleph Nissen, which is the Rebbe's birthday, of course, you know, 30 letters, 30 days. But the theme of the letter was Pesach. Okay, so how's the sound, by the way, now? Because that lobby is really full. Can you guys hear me, or is it like crazy impossible to hear me? So let me know in the chat if this is not really working. Doing my best over here. Perfect. Okay, great. All right. So to acheinu b'nei Yisrael b'chol asar v'asar Hashem aleihem yichyu shalom uvracha. To our brethren, the Jewish people everywhere. Shalom uvracha, meaning blessing, greetings and blessings. All right. Der nentrendik sich zum Yom Freiung. Approach, I'm going to try to use the official. Approaching the festival. Well, see, it's already I'm having problems here, because I'm chopping up the Yiddish differently than the English. Okay. Maybe I'll do one full sentence at a time. Der nentrendik sich zum Yom Tov von unserer Befreiung Hagamatzes Zman Cherusenu. Approaching the festival of Matzahs, the season of our liberation. Shik ich mein Brocha zu Yidden Umatum. I'm sending my prayerful blessings to my brethren everywhere. As der Yom Tov soll reinbringen in Tog täglichen Leben von jeder von jederen einem und einer, an emesse und fulle Befreiung von alle Sorg und Störungen, materielle und geistiger und erheben sich zum innerlichen Inhalt von Yetzias Mitzrayim als reinführ, this is a long sentence, reinführ zu Kabbalah Satera, verwirklichen den göttlichen Zusag bei Zircha es Hashem. Wow. Gotta be careful. All right, there's a lobby full of kids. They just knocked my light off my camera. This seemed like a good idea at the time. Okay. All right. I'm having trouble. Yeah. I'm having a little bit. I'm live on YouTube. Yeah. Okay. There's like a lot of people coming by and they're knocking the table. Okay. Let me try this again. So we're getting close. I'm going to really try to use the English because the Rebbe did review the English. Okay, let's not knock the table, kids. All right. Approaching the Festival of Matzahs, the season of our liberation, I send my prayerful blessing to my brethren everywhere that the festival instill into the daily life of every Jew and Jewess. I just want to stop there and point something out. The Rebbe says, Yedrin einem un einem. If you know Yiddish grammar, so that pronoun is in the dative case, which means it's a direct object. So einer un einem, or einem un einem. Einem is the masculine, einer is the feminine in the dative case. And I've pointed this out before, that the Rebbe takes great pains to do something that is not so smooth and sometimes doesn't roll as fluidly, but he goes out of his way to specifically mention both men and women. So in this case as well, and the Rebbe could have just used the masculine, and in Yiddish it would have included women as well, but the Rebbe goes out of his way to say, Yedin einem un einer. Okay. So the Rebbe is wishing a true and full liberation. There's a lot of people taking little videos here. Yeah, all right. Free, a complete liberation, free from all anxiety and adversity, both material and spiritual, so as to rise to the inner meaning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the prelude to receiving the Torah and to fulfill the divine promise. I think that's where I got up to in the Yiddish. Vayitziyecha esalom mitzrayim ta'avdun elohim ala har hazeh. Reis firin dik das volk von mitzrayim vet irdinin got of dem barg Sinai. When you bring out the people from Mitzrayim, you will serve God on this mountain. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're live right now. Yeah, it's interesting how people come and they want to interact with me when they see me giving the class. Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't realize when I parked out here that I was sitting in front of the ballroom. Okay. So just to recap, the Rebbe says, as we're approaching Pesach, I want to send my prayerful blessings that you should experience freedom. Freedom from what? From all your worries, material and spiritual. In Yonim von Teure und Mitzvah seinen, selbstverständlich, wie der Ewigster, was hat sei uns gegeben, endlich und ewig. Matters connected with Torah and mitzvahs are, of course, infinite and eternal as God himself who has ordained them. Interesting concept there, that just like God is infinite and eternal, so too the messages of the Torah, of his holy Torah, are infinite and eternal. I guess that also backs up what I was saying before, that although this letter was written in 1959, we should take it as if it were written in 2023. Azoi euch seinen Zeder anweisungen, was man kennt, in alle Zeiten und alle Länder. So are also their instructive teachings, which are valid for all times and places, and can and must be applied in daily life. Ubifrat azam mitzvah un an inyan klali vidar yom tov Pesach yitzias Mitzrayim, was man darf es der Mann in jeder Tag. Even more so in the case of such a comprehensive matter as the Yom Tov of Pesach, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we are enjoined to remember every day. Okay, so the Rebbe says, Hashem is eternal and infinite. His Torah is eternal and infinite. So every teaching of Torah is eternal and infinite. And especially, that's talking about any message of Torah, but especially something like Pesach, which celebrates the Exodus from Egypt, which is something that we as Jews remember every single day. We are enjoined to remember the Exodus from Egypt, not just once a year on the anniversary of our liberation on Pesach, but every single day. Eine von den Anweisungen von dem Yom Tov Pesach ist, as a Yid hat die Keuches und kann bepoel in a kurze Zeit, in a Weile, überstellen sich mit einer Kotze la Kotze von ein Extrem zu dem entgegensetzten. One of the instructive messages of the Yom Tov of Pesach is that a Jew has the inner capacity and actual ability to transform himself in a short time from one extreme to the opposite. Okay, so one of the teachings of Pesach is the idea that we can go from one extreme to the other very, very quickly. It doesn't take a long time to change your life. Sometimes it feels like we're in a situation that we cannot see how we're ever going to get out of it. The Rebbe says the message of Pesach is it does not take long. Now, by human power, maybe not only it would take a long time, maybe it would never be accomplished. But this isn't human power. This is Hashem doing it, and it can happen in the blink of an eye. Let's hear more. In Tanakh und in Divrei Chazal wird ausführlich geschildert die Bitterkeit von Golus Mitzrayim und die tiefste Gefallenkeit von den Jiden in jene Zeit. In our holy scriptures and in rabbinic sources, or our holy scriptures and rabbinic sources describe in detail the bitterness of the enslavement in Egypt and the nadir of spiritual depravity to which the enslaved Jews had sunken in those days. Okay, meaning Egypt was not a good situation for the Jews. It was not fun. We were materially oppressed, and also spiritually we were on a very low level. I don't want to dwell on painful subjects, but we're all going to say in the Haggadah, we're going to, as our sages enjoin us to do, we're going to say the truth about our origin story, that we begin with what our sages call gnus, with a disgrace, that we were in a disgraceful situation. And that's part of our story, to acknowledge that things were not good. Not only that we were materially oppressed, but spiritually, morally, we had fallen as well. Okay. Versklavt in a land was vanet afilo ein einziger Knecht hat nicht gekannt antläufen unter der vollständigen Macht von einer Partei was bot sich in Blut von jüdischen Kindern. Enslaved in a country from which even a single slave could not escape, completely in the power of a pharaoh who bathed in the blood of Jewish children. Rebbe is describing how bad it was. In größter Ohrenkeit und zu brachen von Gzedes und Avedes Perich, an Arbeit was zu brecht dem Guf mit der Neshama, und ot is Pares Macht gebrochen. Es kommt die Befreiung von dem ganzen Volk, und Befreiung ist bei Jodrama, Bruchus Godel, mit Stolz und begleit mit dem größten Reichtum. We were broken in body and spirit by the meanest kind of forced labor, and suddenly Pharaoh's power is broken. The entire people is liberated. I find it fascinating that this is written in present tense, and as I mentioned to you, The English was reviewed and edited meticulously by the Rebbe, so it is very intentionally in present tense, and perhaps that's because this is not history. This is actually something that's happening right now. Okay. So suddenly Pharaoh's power is broken, present tense. The entire people is liberated, present tense. The erstwhile slaves emerge from bondage as free men, bold and dignified, with an outstretched arm and with great wealth. Okay. Das Gleichen ist die Geula in geistigen Sinn. We just described how the material bondage was broken, how Pharaoh's political power was suddenly stripped from him. But what about the spiritual dilemma? What about the spiritual straits that we were in? So now we describe that. Das Gleichen ist die Geula in geistigen Sinn. Getting, hold on. Oh, nice. Someone's texting me a picture of myself sitting here in the lobby. Okay. Das Gleichen ist die Geula in geistigen Sinn. Euch gewend von ein Extrem zum anderen. Likewise is their spiritual liberation in a manner that bespeaks a complete transformation. Again, the theme is everything changes rapidly. From one extreme, like the lowest of the low, to the other extreme, the highest of the high, in very, very quick time. Okay. Jeden seinen versunken in Memtes Share Tumme. Bis zu der Madrege von Aveda Zora. Und Ott anpleckt sich zu sei der Ebeste Bechwede wa Atzmei und in gezählte Wochen stehen sie alle beim Berg Sinai in der höchsten Madrege von Heiligkeit und Nevua und der Ebeste redt zu jedem einem von sei direkt und kein Vermittlung afilo nit von Meshe Rabbeinu und sagt Anechi Hashem Alekecha. So after having sunk to the 49th degree of unholiness, that's the penultimate level of unholiness. If you go to the 50th, God forbid, there's no return. So this is right before the brink. This is at the brink, right before the point of no return. After having sunk to the 49th degree of unholiness, to the point of pagan idolatry, the Jews in Egypt, they retained their cultural identity, which is one of the merits that they have, but they did fall into pagan idolatry like their slave masters. They suddenly, but at that lowest level, they suddenly behold God revealed in his full glory. And only a few weeks later, God was revealed in his full glory at the splitting of the sea. When the sea split on the seventh day after their leaving Egypt. And only a few weeks later, meaning on Shavuos, on Matan Torah, which is 7 weeks after they left Egypt, and 6 weeks after the splitting of the sea, they all stand at the foot of Mount Sinai on the highest level of holiness and prophecy, and God speaks to each one of them individually without any intermediary, not even that of Moshe Rabbeinu, and declares, I am God, thy God. Die Lehre und Anweisungen der von seinen. It's interesting, the translation here, because I would say the teaching and the instructions from this are, : But it says, the lesson is highly instructive, which is not a literal translation, but I guess that's how the Rebbe wanted it. You know, you're live on YouTube? Just letting you know. Okay. Okay. The lesson is highly instructive. Weder matze von a yidden als... Someone's writing hot. Okay. Anyone wants to come to Stanford right now, you could also be famous. Is it really painful right now to try to hear me? I have a good mic, Baruch Hashem, so I think you're mostly getting me. But... I'm super distracted by the noise. I hope I'm not too rattled over here. I hope I'm giving you semi-decent quality Shear. Okay. You want to be famous? No, you're good? Okay. Wie der Matze von den Jiden als Klau oder als Prat soll nicht sein, wie die Lager soll nicht euch sein, Leute der Abschätzung von menschlicher Segel, darf ein Jid jeden Tag der Mann in sich jetzt hier ist mit Zweien. Streben und Ton für der vollständige Cherus und Geula, a Geula und bejod Ramabruchus Godel von allerlei Versklavungen und von allen Strengungen auf den Weg von seinem Mitzrayim bis zum Werm am Leches, Kehanem, Wege, Kodesh und Mekabel sein die Teure als wie in die Tag von deiner Reisken von Land Mitzrayim. No matter what the status of the Jew is, individually or collectively, right? That means individually means your personal life. Collectively means there are times in history which are harder for the Jews. And even when an individual Jew may not be having a hard time as an individual, but there are times collectively which are challenging for the Jewish people. So no matter what the status of the Jew is, individually or collectively, no matter how gloomy the position, what was gloomy a translation of, by the way? I'm just interested. I love that word, gloomy. The original Yiddish was, wie die Lage soll nicht euch sein, Leute, it doesn't say gloomy. No matter how the situation appears, Leute, Abschätzung von menschlicher Segel, according to human evaluation, doesn't really say gloomy, but I guess that's the point. And as I said again, the Rebbe reviewed Rabbi Mendel's English down to the letter and the punctuation marks. Okay. No matter how gloomy the position appears to be in the light of human appraisal, the Jew must remind himself every day of Yetzias Mitzrayim and strive effectively towards complete liberation and freedom in a bold manner with an outstretched arm to the fullest attainment with great wealth, freedom from all shackles and obstacles, and escape from his Mitzrayim in order to reach the height of priestly kingdom and holy nationhood. That's how God described us at the giving of the Torah. He called us collectively a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. So you're going from this low situation to this high situation of being a priestly kingdom and holy nation through receiving the Torah in all respects, as in the days of your liberation from Mitzrayim. When Mashiach comes, the prophet tells us it will be reminiscent and in fact even greater than the miracles that we experienced when we left Egypt. Okay. So here, you following the message? Okay. So the message here again, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the story of dramatic, radical, rapid transformation. Okay? Dramatic, radical, rapid transformation. The lowest of the low. You can't go lower than Memtas Shari Tuma. You can't get lower. And then to the highest of the high, Hashem revealing himself to you directly. You can't get higher than that. And that all happens in a few weeks. So that's what the story is. That's the narrative. You want to say the story in a sentence? We were lower than you can possibly, you can't get any lower than that. And in a very short time, Hashem brought us to a level that you can't get any higher than that. That's the story. And if this applies to your life right now, just know that this letter was written to you. Okay. All right. It's okay. Yeah, you're the 100th person. For C kids. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, you'd rather not?
No, you're the 100th person who did it. It's fine.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
You're sure?
100%. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're live right now, by the way. Your voice is on YouTube.
Hi.
I hope you're not in the witness protection. I hope you're not in the witness protection program. Your voice is live on YouTube right now. You want to give a shout out to anyone?
C kids.
Okay. Mentor sich nicht, is that where we are? Mentor sich nicht? Yeah. Mentor sich nicht abstellen oder quenklen. Quenklen sich. That is a real Yiddish word. Somebody use your computer and tell me if quenklen sich is in Lekutei Siches. That's only the kind of Yiddish you see in a Michtav Klali or a sicha to Neshei Chabad, but that's a real term over there, kvenkun zich, in veg. There must be no pause and no hesitation on this road. Mentor sich nicht begnügen mit die erste der Greichungen. We're not, I was so excited. I want to translate it myself. I'm going to use the official English. There must be no resting on one's initial accomplishments. I want to tell you a comment that I thought of. In 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. You're taking my table away in 5 minutes. I would have thought in English to use the expression resting on one's laurels. I see it wasn't used. I'm assuming it's because Rabbi Mendel knew that the Rebbe wouldn't allow it because it has non-Jewish origins and connotations from the Greeks. Because when I read it, I was like, oh, the idiom in English is resting on one's laurels. But I see that that's not what Rabbi Mendel used, and I'm sure it's for a reason, because it would have fit so perfectly. The Rebbe wouldn't allow something that had that kind of origin. Okay. So there must be no resting on one's initial accomplishments. Man darf gehen weiter, steigen hecher und hecher, bis man der Herd und man der Filt der Manecha Hashem Elokecha. One must go on and on, higher and higher, until one apprehends and experiences the call, I am God, thy God. And we see this is the Rebbe's general approach in life. You did great. Amazing. Congratulations. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Go from strength to strength. What you did is strength already. I'm not saying you're weak. No, you're strong. Now celebrate your strength by doing even more. That's the Rebbe's general approach to life. Okay. Die Dozike Anweisung. I got 5 minutes before they take the table. Die Dozike Anweisung seien speziell wichtig und zeitmäßig in unserer Zeit, wenn es merkt sich, Bewegung, nicht nur von Yechidem, nur euch von ganzen Gruppen und Schichten zu befreien sich von geistiger Versklavung und zu gehen auf den Weg von Emeser Cherus, vollständige Befreiung von dem Schreck, was wird sagen der Goy. This message of Pesach is especially urgent. The Rebbe gives now a very specific application of this message. And timely. In our present time and age, when Jews as individuals and in groups have bestirred themselves to seek for a way of liberation from their spiritual bondage and to set foot on the road of true freedom of the spirit, above all, to completely free themselves from the fear, what will the Goy, meaning the non-Jewish nations, say? So the Rebbe is expressing this this rapid progress of going to freedom specifically, I mean, it could apply to other things as well, but specifically to the idea that there's this zeitgeist right now in the world. I don't know if right now means 1959 or 2023, but the Jewish people are saying, you know what? We do not have to assimilate. We don't have to impress the rest of the world. We have to be true to ourselves. We have to do things that are authentically Jewish. Der Goy in Pashtazin von Wort, die Goyische Reid von a Verblungete Jiden und der Goy, was bei sich allein der Yetzirah. The Goy of every description, including the Goyisha prodding of misguided Jews, and the Goy within oneself, the Yetzirah. Today is der Ruf von Pesach, stellt sich nicht ab, geht weiter, steigt hecher und bejod Rama. To these especially, Pesach calls, do not stop, go further, rise higher, with an outstretched arm. Und damals ist sicher, als ihr Wetter räuslicher ist mit der Jugend und mit die Alte, mit der Sinn und mit die Tächter, mit der Chush Gadol. And your liberation will then be complete and certain with the young and the old, the sons and the daughters, and with great wealth. Birkas Chag HaPesach Kosher V'Sameach und als bimherav yomenu zol mikuyim veren der Zuzog with blessings for a kosher and happy Pesach, and may the prophetic promise, as in the days of thy liberation, I'm reading thy, it says thy, I'm reading thy, as in the days of thy liberation from Egypt, will I show him wonders through our righteous Mashiach, be soon fulfilled in our own time, and then it has the Rebbe's name, And as you notice, it says the Rebbe's full name, Mem Nun Ches Mem. And what's fascinating is normally the Rebbe would sign letters, Mem Schneerson. The Rebbe would just write his initial, Mem. Michtovim Klolium were very special in that the Rebbe would write his full name. In the early version of Michtovim Klolium, the Rebbe would actually write his full name and then Ben Chana, which was unusual as well. So make of that what you will, but there's something very special about this type of letter. So again, Pesach is the message. You can go from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high in rapid time. And in our times, we need to especially apply this to the idea that we don't care what the world says. We have to do what we know is right as Jews, and we can transform everything just like that. And Mashiach can be here already. Mashiach now. Okay, good to Vach.